3. The Catcher in the Rye. By J.D. Salinger. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. Book 3 of The Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger follows Holden Caulfield as he continues his journey through New York City, searching for a place to stay and someone to talk to. He visits several places, including an old friend's apartment, a hotel room, and a bar. Along the way, he meets various people who help him gain insight into himself and his life situation. Holden begins this section of the novel at Ernie's nightclub, where he has been spending time with three women from Seattle whom he met earlier in the day. After they leave, Holden decides that it is too late for him to go back home, so instead he goes to visit an old friend named Sally Hayes who lives nearby. During their conversation, she reveals her true feelings about Holden, which causes him great distress and leads him to abruptly leave her apartment. He then checks into a hotel room but quickly realizes that it is not suitable for what he needs, so instead opts for another bar called Ernie's again, where he spends some time talking with two men before leaving once more in search of somewhere else to stay. The next morning, Holden wakes up on Central Park West feeling lonely and depressed until finally deciding that it would be best if he just went home after all. On his way there, however, something stops him from doing so, whether it was fear or curiosity, we are never quite sure, but whatever it was leads him down yet another path towards self-discovery. In this section of The Catcher in the Rye, we see how Holden struggles with loneliness while also trying desperately not to return home, because deep down inside himself knows that going back will only make things worse than they already are. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Holden's disillusionment with the world. Holden Caulfield is a disaffected teenager who is struggling to make sense of the world around him. He is disillusioned with the phoniness of the adult world and the hypocrisy of the people in it. Main idea number 2. Holden's alienation from society. Holden's alienation from society is a major theme in the novel. He is unable to connect with people and finds himself increasingly isolated from the world around him. Main idea number 3. Holden's search for identity. Holden is searching for his identity and is trying to figure out who he is and where he belongs in the world. He is struggling to find his place in the world and is trying to make sense of his life. Main idea number 4. Holden's relationship with Phoebe. Holden's relationship with his younger sister Phoebe is one of the most important relationships in the novel. He loves her deeply, and she is the only person he can truly connect with. Main idea number 5. Holden's fear of growing up. Holden is afraid of growing up and becoming an adult. He is terrified of the responsibility and the expectations that come with adulthood and is trying to find a way to avoid it. Main idea number 6. Holden's fear of death. Holden is also afraid of death and is struggling to come to terms with the idea of mortality. He is trying to find a way to cope with the inevitability of death and the finality of life. Main idea number 7. Holden struggles with depression. Holden is struggling with depression throughout the novel and is trying to find a way to cope with his feelings of sadness and loneliness. Main idea number 8. Holden's relationship with Allie. Holden's relationship with his deceased brother Allie is an important part of the novel. He is still grieving for Allie and is trying to come to terms with his death. Main idea number 9. Holden's relationship with Stradlater. Holden's relationship with his roommate Stradlater is a major source of conflict in the novel. Stradlater is a symbol of the phoniness of the adult world, and Holden is unable to connect with him. Main idea number 10. Holden's relationship with Jane Gallagher. Holden's relationship with Jane Gallagher is an important part of the novel. He is in love with her and is trying to find a way to connect with her. Main idea number 11. Holden's relationship with Mr. Antolini. Holden's relationship with his former teacher Mr. Antolini is an important part of the novel. Mr. Antolini is a source of guidance and understanding for Holden and helps him to make sense of the world. Main idea number 12. Holden's relationship with Ackley. Holden's relationship with his classmate Ackley is a source of conflict in the novel. Ackley is a symbol of the phoniness of the adult world and Holden is unable to connect with him. Main idea number 13. Holden's relationship with Sally Hayes. Holden's relationship with Sally Hayes is an important part of the novel. He is in love with her but is unable to connect with her due to her phoniness and superficiality. Main idea number 14. Holden's relationship with Mr. Spencer. Holden's relationship with his former teacher Mr. Spencer is an important part of the novel. Mr. Spencer is a source of guidance and understanding for Holden and helps him to make sense of the world. Main idea number 15. Holden's relationship with Mr. Caulfield. Holden's relationship with his father Mr. Caulfield is an important part of the novel. Mr. Caulfield is a source of guidance and understanding for Holden and helps him to make sense of the world. Main idea number 16. Holden's relationship with D.B. Holden's relationship with his older brother D.B. is an important part of the novel. D.B. is a symbol of the phoniness of the adult world and Holden is unable to connect with him. Main idea number 17. Holden's relationship with Carl Luce. Holden's relationship with his former classmate Carl Luce is an important part of the novel. Carl is a source of guidance and understanding for Holden and helps him to make sense of the world. Main idea number 18. Holden's relationship with Faith Cavendish. Holden's relationship with Faith Cavendish is an important part of the novel. He is in love with her but is unable to connect with her due to her phoniness and superficiality. Main idea number 19. Holden's relationship with Mr. Antolini. Holden's relationship with his former teacher Mr. Antolini is an important part of the novel. Mr. Antolini is a source of guidance and understanding for Holden and helps him to make sense of the world. Main idea number 20. Holden's relationship with Mr. Morrow. Holden's relationship with his former teacher Mr. Morrow is an important part of the novel. Mr. Morrow is a source of guidance and understanding for Holden and helps him to make sense of the world. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Holden's disillusionment with the world is a major theme in The Catcher in the Rye. He sees adults as phony and hypocritical, unable to be genuine or honest about their feelings. Holden has difficulty connecting with people because he feels that they are all too busy trying to impress each other and put on a show of being perfect. He also struggles to find meaning in life, feeling like nothing matters or makes sense anymore. Holden's cynicism towards the adult world is further highlighted by his interactions with them throughout the novel. He often finds himself frustrated by their lack of understanding and empathy for him, which only serves to deepen his disillusionment. His experiences lead him to believe that no one can truly understand what it means to be young and confused, leaving him feeling isolated from those around him. Ultimately, Holden's disillusionment with the world leads him on a journey of self-discovery as he attempts to make sense of his own identity and place within society. Through this process, he learns how important it is for people to connect authentically with each other rather than putting up facades or pretending everything is okay when it isn't. Main idea number 2. Holden's alienation from society is a major theme in the novel. He feels disconnected and out of place, unable to relate to people or find his place in the world. Holden struggles with feelings of loneliness and isolation as he moves through life, often feeling like an outsider looking in on everyone else. He has difficulty forming meaningful relationships with others, which leads him to feel even more isolated. Holden's alienation is further highlighted by his frequent use of sarcasm and cynicism when interacting with other people. His cynical attitude serves as a barrier between himself and those around him, making it difficult for anyone to get close enough to understand him or help him work through his issues. This further contributes to Holden's sense of being alone in the world. The Catcher in the Rye ultimately shows how Holden's alienation from society can be both destructive and liberating at times. While it prevents him from connecting meaningfully with others, it also allows him some freedom from societal expectations that he finds oppressive or confining. Main idea number 3. Holden's search for identity is a major theme throughout The Catcher in the Rye. He is trying to find his place in the world and make sense of his life, but he feels lost and confused. Holden struggles with feelings of alienation from society, as well as an inability to connect with other people. He often finds himself feeling lonely and isolated, unable to relate to those around him or understand why they act the way they do. Throughout the novel, Holden searches for something that will give him a sense of purpose and belonging. He tries different activities such as going out drinking or visiting museums, but nothing seems to satisfy him. In the end, he realizes that he needs to accept himself for who he is instead of trying so hard to fit into what society expects from him. Holden's journey towards self-discovery ultimately leads him back home where he can finally start accepting himself and finding peace within himself. By learning more about who he really is on the inside rather than what others expect from him on the outside, Holden begins his journey towards finding true identity. Main idea number 4. Holden's relationship with his younger sister Phoebe is one of the most important relationships in the novel. He loves her deeply and she is the only person he can truly connect with. Holden often talks to Phoebe about his feelings, thoughts, and experiences, which shows how much he trusts her. He also looks out for her and tries to protect her from any harm or danger that may come her way. Throughout the novel, Holden expresses a deep admiration for Phoebe's intelligence and maturity. He admires how she has grown up so quickly despite their age difference. Despite being young, she understands him better than anyone else does. This understanding helps Holden feel less alone in his struggles. The bond between them is strong enough that when Holden decides to run away from home at one point in the story, it is because he wants to take care of Phoebe instead of leaving her behind without protection or guidance. This demonstrates just how much love and respect they have for each other. Main idea number 5. Holden's fear of growing up is a major theme throughout The Catcher in the Rye. He is scared of the expectations that come with adulthood and feels like he will never be able to live up to them. Holden often talks about wanting to stay young forever, as if he could remain a child for eternity and avoid all the responsibilities that come with being an adult. He also expresses his fear of change, which can be seen when he visits his old school or when he meets people from his past who have grown up since then. Holden's fear of growing up is further explored through his relationships with other characters in the novel. His interactions with adults are often strained because they represent everything that Holden fears: responsibility, maturity, and conformity. On the other hand, Holden has a strong connection to children because they remind him of innocence and freedom from adulthood. This desire for childhood innocence leads him on a journey throughout New York City where he searches for something meaningful but ultimately fails. Ultimately, Holden's fear of growing up serves as an important reminder that life isn't always easy or straightforward. It requires hard work and dedication in order to achieve success. Despite this fact, however, Holden still struggles against accepting adulthood due to its many challenges and uncertainties. Main idea number 6. Holden's fear of death is evident throughout the novel. He often expresses his anxiety about mortality, and he struggles to come to terms with it. In one scene, Holden visits a cemetery and reflects on the finality of death. "I kept wanting to think there was some way you could cheat death, but I knew you couldn't." Holden also has difficulty accepting that life will eventually end for everyone. He wonders why people have to die at all, asking himself questions like, "What's the point? And why can't things stay the same forever?" His inability to accept death leads him into a state of depression as he contemplates his own mortality. Throughout The Catcher in the Rye, Holden grapples with his fear of death by trying to find ways to cope with it. He attempts various strategies such as avoiding thinking about it or distracting himself from it through activities like going out drinking or playing games. Ultimately, though, Holden must confront his fear head-on if he wants any chance at finding peace. Main idea number 7. Holden's struggles with depression are evident throughout the novel. He is constantly trying to find a way to cope with his feelings of sadness and loneliness, but he often finds himself unable to do so. Holden has difficulty connecting with other people and feels isolated from them, which only exacerbates his depression. He also experiences intense bouts of anxiety that make it difficult for him to function in everyday life. His inability to express himself or open up about his emotions further contributes to his mental health issues. Holden's attempts at finding solace in alcohol and cigarettes fail as they only provide temporary relief from his pain. He also turns away from religion, believing that God does not care about him or understand what he is going through. As a result, Holden continues on this downward spiral until he eventually reaches rock bottom. Throughout the novel, Holden tries desperately to find something that will help him cope with his depression but ultimately fails each time. In the end, it takes an act of kindness from someone else for Holden finally be able to start healing and move forward. Main idea number 8. Holden's relationship with Allie is a complex one. He idolizes his brother, and often talks about him in reverential terms. Holden remembers the good times they shared together, such as playing catch or going to the movies. He also feels guilty for not being able to save Allie from his illness, which ultimately led to his death. Holden's grief over Allie's death is evident throughout the novel. He visits Allie's grave multiple times and even sleeps there at one point. His conversations with Phoebe are filled with references to Allie, showing how much he still misses him and wishes he could have done more for him while he was alive. Allie serves as an important source of comfort for Holden during difficult moments in the novel. Whenever Holden finds himself feeling lost or overwhelmed by life, he turns to thoughts of his beloved brother for solace and strength. Main idea number 9. Holden's relationship with Stradlater is a complex one. On the surface, they are roommates and acquaintances, but Holden has a deep-seated resentment for Stradlater that he can't quite explain. He sees him as an embodiment of all the phoniness in the adult world and is unable to connect with him on any meaningful level. Holden views Stradlater as someone who takes advantage of people and doesn't care about anyone else's feelings or opinions. Stradlater also serves as a foil to Holden throughout the novel. His superficiality stands in stark contrast to Holden's idealism and innocence. While Stradlater goes out partying every night, Holden prefers to stay home alone reading books or writing stories. This difference between them further highlights their inability to relate to each other. Ultimately, it is this disconnection between them that leads to much of the conflict in The Catcher in the Rye. As much as he tries, Holden cannot seem to bridge this gap between himself and Stradlater, a gap which symbolizes his own struggle against growing up into an adult world full of phoniness. Main idea number 10. Holden's relationship with Jane Gallagher is a complex one. He has strong feelings for her, but he also feels like she doesn't understand him or his struggles. Holden admires Jane and looks up to her as an ideal of innocence and purity that he wishes he could have in his own life. He often thinks about how much better things would be if only they were together. At the same time, Holden is afraid of getting too close to Jane because it might mean exposing himself emotionally and being vulnerable. He worries that if she knew the truth about him, she wouldn't accept him anymore. This fear keeps Holden from ever truly connecting with her on a deeper level. Despite this, Holden still holds on to hope that someday their relationship will become something more than just friends. Throughout the novel, we see glimpses of what could be between them if only they had the courage to take a chance on each other. Main idea number 11. Holden's relationship with Mr. Antolini is complex and meaningful. Holden looks up to him as a mentor, but also feels uncomfortable around him due to his own insecurities. When Holden visits Mr. Antolini late at night, he finds comfort in the older man's presence and advice. Mr. Antolini encourages Holden to think for himself and not be swayed by others' opinions or expectations of him. Mr. Antolini also serves as a father figure for Holden, offering guidance on how to navigate life's challenges without succumbing to despair or giving up hope entirely. He speaks frankly about the dangers of becoming too cynical or jaded, warning that such an attitude can lead one down a dark path from which it may be difficult to return. Ultimately, Mr. Antolini provides much-needed support and understanding during a time when Holden is struggling with feelings of alienation and confusion about his place in the world. Main idea number 12. Holden's relationship with Ackley is a complex one. On the surface, Holden seems to dislike Ackley and finds him annoying. He often makes fun of his appearance and hygiene, as well as his lack of social skills. However, there are moments when Holden shows genuine concern for Ackley, such as when he offers to help him find a date or when he defends him from Stradlater's insults. This suggests that despite their differences, Holden still cares about Ackley in some way. At the same time, it is clear that Holden does not understand how to interact with someone like Ackley who is so different from himself. He cannot relate to Ackley on any meaningful level, and this frustrates him because it reminds him of all the phoniness in the adult world which he despises so much. In many ways then, their relationship serves as an example of how difficult it can be for people who are very different from each other to connect. Main idea number 13. Holden's relationship with Sally Hayes is a complex one. On the surface, Holden appears to be in love with her and wants to take her away from all of the phoniness he sees around him. However, his feelings for Sally are complicated by his inability to connect with her on an emotional level due to her superficiality and phoniness. He finds himself unable to express his true feelings for her because she does not seem interested in anything beyond appearances. Throughout the novel, Holden struggles with how he should approach Sally and their relationship. He often feels frustrated that she cannot understand or appreciate what he is trying to say or do for her. Despite this difficulty, Holden still holds out hope that they can have a meaningful connection if only she would open up more emotionally. In the end, it is clear that Holden has strong feelings for Sally but is unable to fully express them due to their differences in outlooks on life. His struggle serves as an important reminder of how difficult it can be when two people come from different backgrounds and have different values. Main idea number 14. Holden's relationship with Mr. Spencer is a complex one. On the surface, Holden views him as an authority figure and someone he should respect, but deep down he also sees him as a friend and mentor. He admires Mr. Spencer for his intelligence and wisdom, yet at the same time feels frustrated by his strictness and lack of understanding when it comes to Holden's struggles in school. Throughout their interactions, Mr. Spencer tries to impart life lessons on Holden that will help him make sense of the world around him. He encourages Holden to think more deeply about things instead of just accepting them at face value, which helps Holden gain insight into himself and others around him. Despite their differences in opinion or approach to life, there is still a mutual respect between them that allows for meaningful conversations between the two characters throughout the novel. In many ways, Mr. Spencer serves as a father figure for Holden during this difficult period in his life. Main idea number 15. Holden's relationship with his father, Mr. Caulfield, is an important part of the novel. Holden looks up to his father and admires him for his intelligence, wit, and wisdom. He often seeks advice from Mr. Caulfield when he feels lost or confused about life. Despite their differences in opinion on certain matters, Holden respects and loves his father deeply. Mr. Caulfield is a source of guidance and understanding for Holden throughout the novel. He helps him make sense of the world around him by providing insight into difficult situations that Holden faces as a young adult trying to find himself in society. He also provides emotional support during times when Holden needs it most, such as after Ally's death or when he has been expelled from school. The bond between them is strong despite their disagreements at times. They both understand each other's perspectives even if they don't always agree with them. In the end, it is clear that Mr. Caulfield plays an integral role in helping Holden come to terms with himself and grow into adulthood. Main idea number 16. Holden's relationship with his older brother D.B. is a complex one, full of admiration and envy. Holden looks up to D.B., who is successful in the adult world as a Hollywood screenwriter, but he also resents him for being part of that same world which Holden finds so phony and shallow. He feels like D.B.'s success has come at the cost of his own innocence, since it means that he too will have to grow up eventually and become an adult himself. At the same time, Holden still loves his brother deeply and admires him for his talent as a writer, when they meet briefly in New York City during the novel, Holden expresses this admiration by buying D.B.'s latest book even though he can't afford it. Ultimately, their relationship serves as an example of how difficult it can be to bridge the gap between childhood innocence and adulthood responsibility, a theme which runs throughout The Catcher in the Rye. Main idea number 17. Holden's relationship with Carl Luce is a complex one. On the surface, Holden looks up to Carl as an older and wiser figure who can provide him with guidance and understanding. He admires Carl for his intelligence and maturity, but also feels intimidated by him because of their age difference. At the same time, Holden is jealous of Carl's success in life and his ability to fit into society better than he does. Throughout their conversations, it becomes clear that Holden has a deep respect for Carl despite his own feelings of inadequacy. He listens intently to what Carl has to say about life and takes it seriously even though he may not always agree with it. In some ways, this relationship serves as a way for Holden to gain insight into himself without having to confront his own issues directly. Ultimately, Holden's relationship with Carl Luce provides him with much-needed perspective on life which helps him make sense of the world around him. It gives him hope that there are people out there who understand what he's going through and can help guide him towards making better decisions in the future. Main idea number 18. Holden's relationship with Faith Cavendish is a complex one. On the surface, he is attracted to her beauty and charm, but he also finds her phoniness and superficiality off-putting. He can't seem to connect with her on an emotional level, which frustrates him. Despite his feelings of frustration and confusion, Holden still has strong feelings for Faith Cavendish. He often daydreams about being able to talk to her in a meaningful way or even just spending time together. Throughout the novel, Holden struggles with his conflicting emotions towards Faith Cavendish. He wants desperately to be close to her, but at the same time feels like she doesn't understand him or take him seriously. This struggle leads Holden into a state of depression as he realizes that no matter how hard he tries, it seems impossible for them ever truly connect. In the end though, despite all of their differences and misunderstandings between them, there is still something special between Holden and Faith Cavendish that neither one can deny. Even if they never get together in real life, their connection will always remain in Holden's heart. Main idea number 19. Holden's relationship with Mr. Antolini is complex and meaningful. Holden looks up to him as a mentor, but also feels uncomfortable around him due to his own insecurities. When Holden visits Mr. Antolini late at night, he finds comfort in the older man's presence and advice. Mr. Antolini encourages Holden to think for himself and not be swayed by others' opinions or expectations of him. Mr. Antolini also serves as a father figure for Holden, offering guidance on how to navigate life's challenges without succumbing to despair or giving up hope entirely. He tells Holden that it is important to find something that he loves doing and pursue it wholeheartedly, even if it means going against the grain of society's expectations. Ultimately, their relationship provides an example of unconditional love and understanding between two people who are very different from one another yet still manage to connect on a deep level. Main idea number 20. Holden's relationship with Mr. Morrow is a complex one, but it is clear that he holds the teacher in high regard. Holden remembers him fondly and speaks of him often throughout the novel. He recalls how Mr. Morrow was always patient and understanding when teaching his class, even when they were unruly or disruptive. Holden also appreciates how Mr. Morrow never judged him for his mistakes or failures, instead offering words of encouragement to help him move forward. Mr. Morrow serves as an important mentor figure for Holden during a difficult time in his life. He provides guidance and support without judgment or criticism, which helps Holden to gain perspective on his own struggles and feelings of alienation from society at large. The conversations between them are some of the most meaningful moments in The Catcher in the Rye. Through their dialogue, we can see how much respect Holden has for Mr. Morrow and understand why he looks up to him so much. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, Be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.